Did you have the cable that you were going to cut?
I made few. I don't have many, so I will have to share.
Do you want to coordinate this section?
Well, if you look at this briefly, you will see that the idea was to put presentations in focus from different approaches to knowledge. Yeah? There will be philosophical approach to knowledge with opening to individual. Then there will be psychological approach to knowledge, what is human knowledge, biopsychology. There will be linguistic approach to knowledge. There will be sociological approach to knowledge, if it is possible at all. How, today was an attempt to see in that integral view, but I can be more specific there. Now, there are few people who wanted to help, even Keith Kuledi was there to help. Historical, so we can go to sociological slot. If it grows bigger, then we can accommodate in one day, we can make 2 days. Yeah? 2 Saturdays for sociology, or 2 sessions for psychology. So we can always widen and change. But the idea was to focus very strongly on this particular approach in one presentation. Then we would have different experience that you could see and learn from it how to approach knowledge through this particular approach. And through that we will accommodate all these approaches within our own consciousness and we'll be able to distinguish them within our presence, so to say. And then later we will be able to distinguish them in the group. Because when arguments come up, today philosophical arguments, psychological arguments to scientific approach, these would be not arguments anymore. They would be only contributions. So once we see them as contributions within our own approach and also in the group, then that would be the purpose of the thing. So we can learn from each other to see through different eyes and widen our. So that was the idea. Even artistic approach here, he wrote, we invited both Aurelio with sound and harmonics. And even Didier agreed to give a scientific layout on what is wave, what is sound. That we will look into scientific data on this topic. Even Helmut agreed to give his approach to architecture, which is like kind of And then after these 6 are gone, we are going to another set of presentations which will be on integral education, on integral developmental paradigm, on all kinds of integral approach to health, you see. So we will be able already to utilize our instrumentation from our different angles. And see how we can contribute and recognize those approaches, integral and valuable in that way. Yes, to accommodate everybody in proper time is quite difficult because everybody is busy. And it would be very nice if everybody would be present in this presentation. But there are some people who are coming only for their own presentation and are going to disappear for others, which is absolutely not our aim. Our aim would be to build up a team of new understanding. And of course those who will be left in this team and will try to do it will become some valuable assets. It's a self-university, we begin with educating each other, bringing the best we have for each other as a contribution. Later, if that builds up and we have already that integral understanding within our own consciousness and in the group, then that becomes the ground for the universe. There we can accommodate anybody to the same exercise. We know what they have to go through, we know what they have to gain, because we already have it within our own. We would see mixtures within our own individual consciousness and mixtures within the group that are very, very sometimes we need to cut the sound of and there is always rising this stage survival instinct from below. Ah, you are not following my way? So I go. It comes. It is a strange thing. It comes. It is like a suggestion from below. You can feel it. And suddenly it catches your thought psychologically and you are already kind of ready to surrender to it. But the thing is, if we could overcome this, see and widen our consciousness, to really learn to look through each other's eyes on this approach, then we would break something which we should sacrifice, what is next. That resistance of our separated knowledge, that has to be seen as a problem, psychological problem, and dealt with. If we are really fighting for this exercise, it's an exercise, then we have to understand what it asks for, what kind of commitment. It's not a commitment to formal commitment, something else which is important. And we have to be ready to change and to widen and to accommodate other to you.
I feel that it was hard, fine, as you said, you know, kind of a self-binding is there if you come from all the different approaches. But I think for you too, we have to take the also keep in mind the second step when we are open to the other students. I mean, this is amongst our visions, amongst ourselves, our approaches. But what is as important is to see how and when do we open up this to the other students who are come there and join the experiment. That is where the kind of the beginning comes in. This is a self-finding, you know, who are we, who is who, what is our capacity, what are our approaches, fine. That's one thing. But then the real issue is to open up to the outsiders. Outsiders and the real students want to come in. That's where some kind of a, if I can use the word formatting, would be required, and some kind of a system, some kind of a, that's a different approach. This is a knowledge approach, but after this, what next? That's also the thing that I'm like.
Go ahead.
I was having the same kind of question, maybe I'll just frame it slightly differently. For these presentations, I was having some question in my mind about whether to present something on integral psychology, you know, as a kind of a content area or a talk and discussion, or whether to present something kind of a format for a larger presentation that I wouldn't just take an hour and a half for, that might be done over a number of steps, like a series of seminars. I mean, you can talk about integral psychology, but what can I do in an hour and a half? That means you can't go too far, but if we want a real deep integral psychology that still can be practically presented to a group of students, it requires something more than that. And so I wasn't quite sure exactly what I should be presenting. Anyway, maybe both is what I kind of assumed.
I have a suggestion for this, because I think what I think you have to present is actually what is happening to you. It's your path, it's your way to know yourself and know the world. Now, what happens to you with this study is most valuable to you. You will recognize it, even if it is confidence. they will be welcome and also there has to be something of the core, not only objective exploration of itself, but also on that psychological ground. So you are accepting reality through the eyes of psychology. And I will be accepting reality through the eyes of this. It's also an interesting exercise. Quite good and philosophical perspective will be present as well. So we will build up this recognition within our consciousness, how it is to be accepted. The way how it is. So we are tuning to the presenter and we are learning from him how to recognize the world psychologically or the truth psychologically, philosophically, humanistically, and so on. Then later, of course, this exploration can go on and there will be literature given to study in depth, but the first thing can be done already in this.
I would also say that it is probably not so much a matter of information transfer that is needed, because all people here have read everybody knows that kind of stuff. So I think that what we can do is see how that psychology, so the new psychology, how that applies to our group as a whole, and then see how that works, and then see if at that, from that perspective, we can all learn something. Like Gary presented from the English, from the new philosophy. So if we keep it applied to ourselves as we have that group, I think that's the way that the inner and the outer can go very well together.
So maybe for clarification, we're talking about the University of Human Unity. We're talking about presentation. So the first old thought that comes, the lecture method, and knowledge transfer. But as far as we have, I think, received these meetings, the pre-meetings, and the meetings in finding ourselves. If you want to make use of the lecture method, it is fine if that is close to you. But it is not that it has to be in the lecture, on the lecture method. So I think that it's good to realize that we can use very different models and approaches to make clear what we want others to experience. I think it is more experience for all of us.
I have one question. Is everybody familiar with the paradigm which you're laying out? Because how those faculties come into being, you spend time?
Yeah, we spend time. Yeah.
Everybody in the group is aware of the model of the, how to say, the scientific model of knowledge. Yeah?
Well,
because it's kind of like a given, if you talk it, because it's the basic structure in which we are working. And I see actually, I see one unique feature of this experiment. So far when there was an institute or university founded, it usually goes there with an inspired person, yeah, or a founder who's building. I see we the very special thing what we could undertake here is a complete experiment in collective consciousness. I mean, the founder and inspiration is behind us, but the part of this, for me, the uniqueness of what we're doing, because there are thousands of institutes cropping up everywhere with integrated and holistic approaches, but because we're all coming from the yoga, we can actually see this in terms of how can we individually be shaped and how can this group become like an adhar, that we get to know each other in such a way that we know, oh, there is this gift, that person is using his eyes, that person is using the ears, that person is always in the thought. And if we form such a group, I see indeed that this would be the core of what would come in the future, and whoever we invite of a faculty or whatever syllabus we create, it comes out of that vessel. And that's complete, I mean, it has high promises in one way, if we are taking it as a yogic experience, an experiment.
And that can very well be because everybody in this group has worked on yoga for quite a long time. So this is really something that we can really participate in. So really participate in the
So in that way, basically the first phase of the seminar is really publishing experiment of how this vessel is forming and I think like syllables and programs and all of that would come out of it.
The idea was also that we stick to our particular approach because others need it. Now, if I become too soon interior, so I wanted to integrate everything, philosophy, psychology, into my linguistic. I cover up myself without giving you the essential. Without you going deep into the essentials which we might not have otherwise. I spent years studying linguistics and I had to bring it forward. This particular life of integrality later, but not immediately, not from the start, but with the aim at the end to come.
So that is the essence of integrality in any case.
Yes.
The integrality of a car is not that the brake starts behaving like a wheel or something like that. Every part must be perfectly itself. And that way the whole thing works.
That is true. That's about that. Every bit we have to go into depth and width at the same time. We should not be integral too soon or too fast.
Integral is not amalgamated.
Yeah, because it becomes new age in a way.
It's a very mechanical image.
But it's a very good one. Because always people think that integrality means that you come to a kind of shapeless forest or something like that. It is not kitchen. A car is a good integration of all the parts that it is.
Maybe what
Aurelia
did, if you see the Vishwakarusha who has eyes and ears and the hair and everything, so I mean, doesn't present something very individualistic of this Vishwakarusha. And so that means that integrating that everybody recognizes the other as one part of this, which is not directly but really this Vishwakarusha.
And there is one more part which was not mentioned. And already said we recognize everybody's input. He is the person of the eye and this is the person of the ear. We learn about ourselves and others. At the same time, we are not confined to stay. I am not intending to be the person of the ear. I want to be the person of the eye. So I am coming to the I want to learn other approach and accommodate within my. So if that is the drive, then we are in the center.
We have also, when we discussed the initial seminar and talked about the fact that everybody should attend each other, it was with the idea of discovering the connecting point to that particular approach. So that eventually we would discover how it's an interdisciplinary approach. We don't see it until the people that say, oh yeah, my thing connects directly from this angle and this other thing connects. And so from all directions we see the web.
The wheel needs to be able to see the road from the point of view of the brakes.
Don't get him too far.
No, but this is a challenge that both the mother and Sri Aurobindo have presented a number of times, and you know they don't pound the message home, but they have commented frequently that if you Sri Aurobindo, for example, says that all philosophies and all religions have a part of the truth, and until you can really see from each point of view, you don't know what that truth is. And if you can see both sides of an argument, says the mother, if you can really completely identify with the opposite sides of an argument, then you have a leverage, a superiority of consciousness that allows you to act truthfully and fairly and so on. And in modern social psychology, there is prevalent this idea of communicative ethics, which somehow assumes that human beings are capable of doing this, that we can develop an intersubjective understanding that allows us to discriminate when someone is speaking from this angle of perspective, or from that bias, or from that way of viewing things, and we learn to participate in decision-making processes with this ability to discriminate where people are coming from and where we are coming from, so that we don't react from a particular point of view. And then we can actually decide upon a common focus that takes into consideration every perspective. Now that's a big step for most human groups to take. Actually, it's not very realistic to expect that to happen in a residential assembly, for example. But we might be able to develop some skills in that area that we can help others develop. You know, that while supporting the learning process of others, we can learn, as Howard Gardner suggests, from the point of view of multiple intelligences, we can learn to recognize where a person's particular access to information lies, where a person's particular way of learning or predisposition is likely to be a useful tool to develop, and also what that person lacks in their development, and that enables us to be better guides. So the prospect for learning how to do that better is an interesting one.
Oh, I just wanted to say with regard to this interdisciplinary approach and the potential for coming into conflict, because, I see it this way and you see it that way, that if we haven't already discussed a logo or an emblem, which might be a lotus or a star or whatever, the elephant, which Rosenberg mentioned in the Life Divine, the story about the six blind men, we have that elephant in front of us, we'll always remember, okay, I'm just seeing the trunk, but actually it's everything. It would be a reminder of the need to always see the whole, or try to see the whole.
Ganesh teaches the thing.
Yes, this elephant should be somewhere around.
It
is.
The comparison with the car is not completely working, because all these elements of the car, within the car, are not essential in a way as we are talking about faculties. This is the Vedantic paradigm, the integrated faculties of individuals, but faculties themselves are not individual, they are universal. Now, on that ground, that faculties of consciousness are universal within the individual plane, we have a hope to develop this holistic understanding within the individual plane. So we are trying to develop that integral personality, integral knowledge, or integral approach to knowledge, which will be valid. We are introducing essentials, not side effects, and not something which is on periphery or on the surface of consciousness yet. Right? We have to learn about essentials, and then to see that in their combination. So it is a process in a way. We start from essentials. And Nietzsche tried to say we start from the highest. I would start saying we start from the essentials. And then see, can we really see the highest? Because to see the highest, it's only the last. It is trying, it is pressing, it is wanting to be seen, to be known, but it requires a process.
Well, I would like to share with you something about Nietzsche in the Greek. Recently, I was in Russia. You were there. So she asked me how to define it. Well, apart from the details of the program, one thing that I really found was, you see, all these days I have been out more as an individual speaker. But this time I went to part of the Oliver group. And that made a whole lot of difference. In the sense, although each one of us, or the 13 people, we are all present in Oroville in one aspect, somebody business, somebody commerce, somebody events, somebody philosophy, and so on. We all present at different aspects of Oroville. But amongst ourselves, there were some times when we are sitting together, there were some differences, and sometimes even some problems. But when one of us said, look, we are present in Oroville, and that sense of we belong to Oroville, we belong to this idea, itself was sufficient to remind us that no, come on, your ego, put it off, because we represent this idea of Oroville. So what I gathered was what Gerard was speaking about, the question of finding out the unity. I think one of the factors that can bring about this unity is the ideal itself. If we have a strong ideal in front of us, that would be the unifying factor. And what he said and what Mata said about the individual parts, etc., he has the truth that each part must be perfect in itself so that it contributes to the functioning of the totality. That is one way of looking at it. But there also what integrates may not be the brain doesn't know what the wheels are doing. But the brain knowing the mother, the wheel knowing the mother, that's what integrates. The brain need not know the wheel, but each one of them independently know the mother.
No,
that
the car.
They have faith in the mother.
They know the car.
They know. Individual one is connected with the mother, faith in the mother. That's what unites. So we don't have to, what Vladimir is saying, that the different further step that the individual is also the universal. But for me, if I take a philosophic approach and deep within me I have the idea and behind the idea is the mother, I think that's enough for me when I'm sitting in this group or when I sit with other groups. Then that is what I resonate constantly, the vibration of unity, oneness. Because deep within me, I know she is the one that I'm connected with. So there is one of the sentences he finished with, or that we must have faith that the higher works. So that faith, and I can tell you very, I don't want to claim it, but I can say as you were saying, I've felt many, many, many times that how she takes over your speech, even your normal classes. I go with a book to prepare things today, I have page 42, but in the class, somebody else is spoken. So what happens there is when I start my class with a concentration, with praise and mother, you take over the class. She does. So I think we have to, apart from all this approach to knowledge, one element, important factor is the approach to faith. Without that element, all these approaches will become independent of each other. We may hear each other fine, we may gain knowledge what she says or he says. But I think, fortunately, because this core group has this core faith in the mother, that's what will create the UHU. And not necessarily this academic program, it can change after every year. So I think one of the integrating factors is the idea and the faith. And we are in it, as Mata has very rightly said, we are into yoga many years, whatever that the different term. For me the term is we have faith in the mother. That's enough. And that will do the need.
I wanted to say in a similar line, maybe in a more, how to say, international and also possibly recognizable way, that another unique feature, we're trying something in collective consciousness, trusting that there's something behind. But actually the key point in this experiment, even having the different layers of the effect of this, is for me the psychic. It's that awareness somehow, but I think none of us would be here if we don't believe in or had a contact or a call or an aspiration from the soul. And I think that again, if we put that central in the experiment of forming that vessel and the cortex of it, I mean, where is it happening in the world? I mean, we have maybe possibly some religious associations, but if we place in this university, if we place the psychic unfoldment, and with all these difficulties and ego dances around it and the layers, if we place that central, it can be completely unique, and that will do its job after. That will define who is attracted to who, how are we handling the different things in one.
I think you should read what I am supposed to be concept of psychic.
But better don't talk about the concept. Talk about the concept.
No, okay.
There's one other thing I wanted to say. It's about the form. I mean, we have programmed since the last maybe like 1,000 years or 1,500 years in when we are coming into a humanhood, that means we're foremostly using our brain and our speech. That's what makes us human. Now, if we talk about an integral approach and presentations, the question came up, how to make presentations? I think we really, have to make a big step. There are so many conferences all over the world with how to say, with the highest spiritual entities and masters and all that, but what when you look in the auditorium, maybe there's something very special conveyed, but the, for instance, the body awareness is not there. Yeah, so I say, if we really talk about an integral approach, we need the awareness of the physical all the time. Yeah? And then also how to say, then based on that, then we can check in and you know how this vibrations of the vital, how they are moving, because today I cannot look into your face because I have my own issues there or whatever. And on that, based on that, how to say, the intellectual dimension has a very different grounding. And I think if, as soon as we open from this exchange, pure exchange of words, and we are somehow aware of the body, then also the higher can come. Because then we realize that the mental is just its one layer. And the only way we can ground it in self-awareness is through the awareness of the physical, that we're here and we're incarnated. And through that groundedness, there's a possibility of the higher layers actually working. And so I'm asking and trying to inspire about the different ways how to present, how we, when we speak together, you know, how we listen to each other. How what's happening to us while we listen, how we hold each other, how we hold ourselves in awareness, and how we hold each other in awareness.
I have a picture in my mind that I'd like to draw there after today. I always keep things in images, and I was drawing it while this whole thing was going on. And it was all these so-called layers, the spiritual, psychic, the vital, mental, vital, and physical. And through connecting, of course, with that axis, and Matthias was reminding us that there's got to be the divine law, and that this human aspiration, of course, it's in Shriodimo's star, but that is a thin beam that's going through now. We're aspiring to receive it more and more so that it expands and fills all the levels up. And then every discipline, it's like a sphere that goes from every side of the circle of every layer, and of course it's connecting, but it's also addressing every single layer. And so when someone is preparing a presentation on psychology or philosophy, when in their plan, they should try and make a web and see, well, how am I connecting
everywhere. And maybe you don't see it right away, but then in the course of your presentation, someone will say, it connects to what I'm seeing. And then it makes like a whole
fear. I have to make a comment on it. If that would be the case, then we are not going to succeed. Hmm?
Right.
If these are the spheres which are striking from all different angles in a chaotic movement, we do not know where they belong, then we are not dealing with essential approaches, which are pointing to the major, to the So if that is, this I would like to avoid in our time. So if we would start speaking in this way, that I will speak because I am driven like this, because I am this kind of the combination of this kind of elements only, and so you listen to me because I am that's not enough. There has to be some attempt to really present it in such a way that it will always point to something else. So what would be the attempt? And that's why we were pondering upon it for so long. We had so many sessions, meetings, we were looking into this paradigm. Can we really do it? Maybe we can't. How to focus all presentations around this? So everybody will present certain material, will look from certain perspective on the central issue. How to, not this way, but there has to be something which gathers us totally in a totality of our consciousness towards this. So, and that is our faculties. Faculties through which we access reality. They have to be recognized in their action. This is a part of it. Now, these faculties we already discussed. It's a revival. Maybe, but Anand says we don't, it's not important, it's a revival. But I understand why he says that. Because he speaks about this part, here. The central part. Now, the central part, of course, is more important than all the faculties around it. Because it is already expressed all the time. But in order to express that central point, there has to be valid, rational, clear also for the mind and in our consciousness approach, which will help us to grow. And if it is not there, if it is we are staying on only on the level of belief, then it's fine. I can go on. I have my own life in yoga. And I really like to be with you also to discuss these things. They also inspire me. But there will be not that rational kind of university of learning thing, which we were thinking is possible. Maybe it isn't possible. Maybe we discover that it is absolutely impossible thing. But that discovery is as valid as we will discover it. Then there is other approach to as this is Adhidaiva, there is Adhibhuta approach, the whole level of science, where they are looking through matter, how matter reacts, biological senses, or to consciousness, to the central. And there is Adhyatmic approach, studies of consciousness and psychic beings. Here I would put the mother symbol, yes, with her 12 qualities. So they are all present here, but they have to be studied in regard to our own consciousness and our true consciousness. So there is behind also even more than psychic qualities, there will be some higher studies of consciousness which we know from Sri Aurobindo with all these faculties which he describes already not as the faculties of Adhidaiva but already of their own domain, Jnana, Jnana, Jnana and so on. Many things to study, to learn, to look into, and to recognize within our working, how we work, how we relate to each other. Can we really integrate this knowledge, make it our own? So if that is random kind of presentation and we learn to open to each other because we already know, as Rod was saying today, that it becomes already a special psychological attitude, that we always have to see others' point of view and widen our consciousness, this random, yes, we have to do it, it's a part of it.
What we are aiming is something more fundamental, more engaging us. It wants to discover integral paradigm, integral approach to knowledge. Is it possible? Should we give it there? We read it all the time, but it cannot fully recognize.
The Pandit says it is very clear in the drawing that you have made how to do it. And I think both of you mentioned it, maybe I should show it to you. Because it is really very good to be
there.
No. The whole idea is that it's there in the
city.
Yeah, I don't need anything anymore. But it's just this central thing that then shows the other side. Yeah, there's... it's a little bit difficult, but what Sri Aurobindo calls the central being, and that ties up, I think, what everybody has said, that on each level that you're reading, you try to find the central, you try to find that Atman again. And so you can find the Purusha on the level of the mind, you can find the Purusha on the level of the physical, you can find it on the level of the vital, wherever you are, you can come back to that essence. That is a beautiful story of the Kena about your faculties. The faculties are important, but what's really important is Brahma who stands behind all those faculties. And once you find that unity which is in your central being, then suddenly you find that on any of these levels you can come together to the essence and find your unity with all the others. And then you have the mystery that is actually you are only one being, one with the divine, one with everybody else, and yet you have a different purusha on the level of the mind and a different one in the physical, and you can manifest perhaps all the issues. So you can look at these levels as your, what is it, spiritual, psychic, mental, but you can also say, okay, this is linguistics, this is psychology, or this is agriculture, or whatever. They will not be so hierarchically located, but on each human activity, there is a core. And once we find that, then we can really communicate with each other and do a good thing. Okay.
In the canon, I cannot present for Brahma. We cannot perceive Brahma with our faculties, but because it is by Brahman that faculties perceive. But the Brahman is always present through the perception of the faculties. Also, sight, Brahman is now here. We don't see it. We don't really perceive it. But it is because he is here, we perceive at all, anything, on the surface of consciousness, or in that. So it is the attempt to train our faculty to be to distinguish them within their workings, within their domain, and within their combination, to train them and to teach them, to train them to turn within and to find that which makes them conscious. Basically, it's all about there is nothing else we want to do. So we use the material we have for that purpose. We have philosophy, psychology for that purpose, as a field, as a ground for application of our own consciousness. It's not that we will be studying psychology, it's that we will be studying the application of our consciousness in a psychological way. We will become the subject and the object of the study. And that can be seen as an exercise, and then becomes interesting. We can all participate.
And then we see that it is the mother basically who knows in each one of us. As Brahma knows in each one of us.
So
in
I think not only to turn within, but also to allow it to be sensed. The faculty has to allow it it could be expressed or it could be described, and
then we read it. Mr. Rabin said in Nityana, it doesn't happen immediately. It takes time. The faculties first have to be turned in closer, it takes time. Then they have to recognize the devata, the universal domain. We are still in the center. These senses have a universal domain to prove. They have to find it. And then those devata have to agree to become perceptors, and perceptor of the Brahman, and allow him to flesh into the surface of consciousness. Only then they will do what you want. We will perceive only Brahman, speak only Brahman, see only Brahman. But there are processes which have to be covered before. That's what we are trying here to establish, to start with, to look into, to use material for that purpose, for that major purpose. Can we do that? It's a huge program, huge. Maybe it's too much for you.
Yes, many people
can
be that I hear a lot about knowledge, understanding, and a lot of already came with the idea of body awareness. As far as I know, our brain can know a huge amount of things, and this is what you learn even more and more and more. As long as we do not experiment
thousands of rounds, going this way, and at one point, they will turn another way, all together. And okay, they are all connected, because you don't know which one decided, maybe none decided, they just turned. But what hit me at that moment is that I was really busy with my writing. And somehow, I had an openness, because I really had to raise up my head, and I felt like I was turning the corner. So, that's what I wanted to share. This is my hope and my wish about this university. It's really that it does not say that this is not pure knowledge thing. And it would be very experimental. Maybe we can say we have courses, but also practical things. And when we leave the place, we go out in our daily life. This is yoga, which is not just practicing, and it's a matter of every single moment practice. I know I said things that you all already know.
I think it's a bad habit to think that knowledge is associated with the brain. I think that's just a bad habit. And one of the things that that recent psychology is discovering is that in fact knowledge is not associated so much with the brain. It's a mistake that we make because our brains coordinate so many impulses that we become aware of that center, because our eyes are closely associated with it, and so on. But in fact, knowledge is not body-centric at all. The mind is a principle that is universal, and it's in all matter, and it's in all life, and our whole organism is a receptor for mind, just as it is a receptor for life. So I really think it's a mistake to think that we can accumulate knowledge in our brain and somehow think that we have got something. It's just a mistake that we have learned through our conditioning to believe that somehow the brain is the center of knowledge, and it's not the case at all. But then if we transform our consciousness, we may become aware that each of these is concentrically organized. They're not actually vertically separated, but they're concentric. And these six different faculties actually are a plane within that concentricity. And so these rays are actually coming from the different points of this these faculties. And I would really like for Rolf to take the pen and integrate this, because he has stated so many chakras and seen in nature so many correspondences that you can see that he saw through his art. When you paint something like that, you're resonating. Your whole organism is resonating with its counterparts in the environment, and one can see that. But this is something that we need to learn, to be able to shift our perspective into these different dimensions of our knowing selves. And if we can work on using our approaches to opening our centers to that integral understanding, then we will really be doing something.
If we're coming to the end of the morning and I want to answer a real question about what do we take, what are we supposed to do with this morning discussion, and I remember that in one of our discussions in previous meetings we had said that in these seminars, each one of us would be a student. And we also discussed the fact that when students come to the University of Human Unity, their objective would be self-discovery, which would then lead to their awareness of being one with everything. And so we decided we would start to, and students would, when they join the university, start to keep a journal of their experiences and the steps and processes they're going through within themselves. So at the end of this morning, my homework, I think, will be to make an entry in my, in a new journal of self-discovery. All of the main points that helped me integrate an understanding of where we're going quite clearly. And if I documented it, then I think I would assimilate it. And this is my own private business, but I do it because I think it will help me. Because then we can see what will happen to a young person or an old person or whoever comes and joins the university and they start keeping a journal, what's going to happen, what process will they go through. If we start doing that, we may be able to perceive some of the steps.
So it is in itself research.
Before we lose
could we possibly take up the proposal and just as it's out, if this is an experiment and we go through it for 2-3 months, if we have the same authors, Vladimir said, we are very clear and discerning and have these differentiations of the faculties, that possibly if some people, we, how to say, could keep it open, that some people keep journaling and documenting, and we can see actually that it's, we can see even that would be the first research project of
the project.
That basically we can document the process of the next 2-3 months and what's happening to the individuals.
We should have such product. Everyone who feels inspired to do that can contribute to this archive of products. Papers also, like this one that I brought this morning. If we can start to process our process and find connections that will help us keep the coherence of the process, we can post these online and keep the feedback going in whatever way we can find to do it. Recording what we do is a good thing. Processing what we've done is a good thing. Planning ahead, if we can see that some preparation would be needed for something that we're going to do, and we can communicate that. I think part of this process is all about communicating more and communicating better our consciousness processes and their development. Healing this tendency that we have to disappear into our separate corners of practice and then just turning in that groove and we experience its limitations, and part of our purpose is to get beyond that. We also would need to have some of us who have the talents and the interest to help more to coordinate this process. For example, the schedule of activities is very rudimentary. We don't really know very specifically which days are going to be occupied by whom. We know to some extent, but under one date, we have several people which will not all fit on one date, probably. And some people who require more time, as you said earlier, may push towards other slots some of the things which are now here. This was a very rudimentary beginning of a suggestion of topics that we could begin with, and we had no dates at all. And now some dates may be appropriate to some people who are here, and they may not be.
We can only keep it provisional for a little while.
It's quite provisional. No. So we don't have a website version that we can work on developing the program, so that if there are changes, we can post them. If things are not fitting together, and we need to accommodate, one person who is talented in that area and interested could do all of that. And so far,